The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hey, are you struggling to manage your real estate business right now? Are you using various spreadsheets and random tools and systems that aren't connected and really aren't helping you at all? If this sounds like you, you need a partner like Baselane. Baselane is the number one banking platform that's built for real estate investors. So whether you have one property, whether you have 100 properties, we all know the job of the landlord is never done. You need a tool where you can effectively manage your business. Baselane's banking platform is built for your real estate business. It's banking, online rent collection, bookkeeping, analytics, and so much more. And it's all in one place. So with Baselane, you don't have to worry about going through these various spreadsheets and tools. You can do it all right here. Also, it's 100% free. So you can take control of your rental property business and your finances and ultimately increase your rental income. We know that's what it's all about. So you can join a group of over 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane to manage their rental property with confidence. Opening an account takes just a minute. So go over to baselane.com/Sam right now and sign up for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. So that's baselane.com/Sam. Again, baselane.com/Sam. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 212. Before we jump into this episode, a few quick announcements. If you haven't already, definitely be sure to leave a rating and review. It helps the show grow. It helps us to reach more people and share this information with our community all over the world. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate you all sharing your reviews. I love reading them. I love shouting you out. So looking forward to hearing from you. I'm so excited about this episode. I know a lot of you have been discouraged by the home prices and the market and things of that nature. So I decided to create an episode to list six cities where you can buy rental properties for $100,000 or less, talking about some growth in those cities, reasons you might want to consider them. And I just want to offer some encouragement and some tips as you're considering maybe investing in other places, maybe moving other places. So I hope this can help you on your journey. Without further ado, let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? On today's episode, we are going to discuss six cities where you can buy rental properties for $100,000 or less. You know, the reality of it is many of you just can't afford to buy a rental property or a property even live in where you live at. And the interesting thing about that is the median home price in the US for a single family home was about $417,000 at the end of last year. And so today I just want to look at some realistic options for you all and encourage you really to think outside the box. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to move from where you live, but you can own a rental property somewhere else, or maybe this might spark your interest to potentially move into one of these cities or moving somewhere else in general. All right. Definitely make sure that you subscribe to the show. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. I definitely appreciate all of that. So let's jump right into it. So the first city is Detroit, Michigan. I was looking on Zillow and I found 500 properties on Zillow in Detroit that were $100,000 or less. And I think that's great. You know, I think it's great. And you're probably also thinking, why in the world would you want to invest in Detroit? I'm glad you asked. So last year, JP Morgan celebrated their 10-year anniversary of investing $200 million in Detroit. I did some more research and saw that they want to be involved in the city of Detroit for the next 90 years. And so this $200 million commitment did a whole lot. And so more than 72,000 Detroiters were placed into apprenticeships, full or part-time jobs. Nearly 17,000 Detroiters participated in job training programs aligned with high demand industries. More than 13,000 small businesses received capital or technical assistance. More than 5,000 affordable housing units were created or preserved. And more than 15,000 Detroiters received services to improve their financial health. So one thing I want to point out is that anytime companies make this kind of investment in cities, this is something to pay attention to. They don't do this for no reason. And, you know, it's a good sign for the city and worth exploring and investing in. Next city is Indianapolis, Indiana. I found 55 properties in Indianapolis that were 100,000 or less on Zillow. And I thought that was great. And Indianapolis may be something, maybe a place you haven't considered, but here's some reasons that Indianapolis could be a good place to consider. So Indianapolis has a strong economy with a low employment rate and a high job growth rate. And the good thing is it's home to several Fortune 500 companies, some of those companies being Eli Lilly and Company, Anthem, Cummins. Haven't heard of Cummins, maybe you have. And they also have a thriving technology and life sciences industry. A lot of startups there are setting up operations in Indianapolis. And so potentially creating a high demand for rents, for rental properties, for people moving in the city trying to get these jobs. And something I want to point out about that is that unemployment rate and job growth are important things to look at when you're considering any city that you want to invest in or even potentially move to. And if you're looking at it from a rental perspective, if your tenants don't have anywhere to work, then your pool of renters who can actually afford your rent is smaller. So it's always a good sign when jobs and things of that nature are coming to a city. So two cities in, we got four more to go. Next city is Kansas City, Missouri. Shout out to the Chiefs. I don't watch football besides the Super Bowl, and that was a pretty cool game. So I enjoyed it. Hope you did too. Halftime show was dope. Usher did his thing. I guess I'll watch another football game in a year. So I found 66 properties in Kansas City that were $100,000 or less. And I think that's pretty good. And one thing to keep in mind, as you're looking for properties, right? I look at properties pretty often. Never rely just on the pictures. Make sure you get an inspection. You'll regret getting an inspection. I promise you, you'll regret not getting an inspection. Excuse me. Get an inspection. I don't care what anybody else online says. Make sure you get an inspection. Spend a couple $100 or however much it is. It can save you a lot of headache. It can be a bargaining tool. It shows you, you know, what's wrong with the property, what needs to be fixed, et cetera. So definitely, please, do me a favor and don't ever skip that step. So some more about Kansas City and why you may want to consider Kansas City. According to the Kansas City Business Journal analysis of data released by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, it's a lot of words, man. The Kansas City Metro ranks 15th in the nation for growth in real GDP among the 50 most populous metros. The region's economy climbed a little over 3% or $4.28 billion in 2022, just ahead of Atlanta, San Diego, and behind Hartford, Connecticut. The only metro in the Midwest to grow at a faster clip than Kansas City was Indianapolis, which we spoke about already. And Kansas City was also recognized on the Go Banking Rates, the 25 most affordable, fast-growing cities to consider in 2024. So, I mean, it's a great thing that they're being recognized in these different publications and highlighted for the growth. And, you know, I think it's really good. And it turns out that Kansas City was number 7 on that Go Banking Rate list, which I think is awesome. Some other interesting things about Kansas City is that back in 2012, Google Fiber chose Kansas City to be the first to roll out their new high-speed internet service. And this public-private partnership collaborated with Cisco as well. And Kansas City has become the world's most connected smart city at that time. And that's a good thing. There's also a Ford and GM plant employing about 8,000 folks. The animal health industry is very big there, and over 300 companies are there, and a third of the world's business in that industry goes through that region. So I think it's great. And these are things that you want to pay attention to, you know, growth in the city. You want to go somewhere that's in the path of growth, that's growing or going to grow. And it's very easy to find this information. All right. So next city is St. Louis. I found 196 properties in St. Louis that were $100,000 or less, which I thought was great. And one thing I will say, all these areas in cities we've looked at so far, I was checking out the rents there. In some of the cities, you can get $1,200 to $1,400 a month, which is pretty solid for the prices that you're looking at, $100,000 or less. That's pretty strong rents for that price. So St. Louis, a lot is going on in St. Louis. I'll try to summarize it as concisely as I can. But in the North City area, there is construction taking place for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's $1.7 billion Western headquarters. And the main operations and visitor control Senators' exteriors are complete, and employees are planning to arrive in 2026. They'll have access to a courtyard, coffee bar, and mile-long walking trail. I don't know about you, but I have never had access to a coffee bar and walking trail at work, so that's pretty dope. And like I've been saying, as you're looking for places, if you see headlines like employers opening offices, building headquarters, bringing more workers to the city, always a good thing. St. Louis Zoo has plans for 425 acres. In 2027, they have a $230 million project that's going to have a bunch of different animals. I won't read all of them, but a bunch of different animals so people can do safaris, which I thought you could only do in Africa, but people can do safaris, which is dope, feed giraffes, stay in cabins, et cetera. And they have a destination discovery that is set to open in 2026 as well. If cities are adding these kind of amenities and spending big money to do it, there's a reason for it. A lot of research goes into it. A lot of data goes into it. And you also notice some of the years we're seeing, 2026, 2027, et cetera, these plans are made decades in advance, right? It's not by happenstance. They forecast a demand for people to want to go and participate in these things, right? So as an investor, it could be something that it's a good sign for you as you're doing your research. So the next two cities are in Ohio. Next up is Cleveland, Ohio. I found 310 homes in Cleveland for $100,000 or less. And the rents I was seeing were $1,200 to $1,400 or so per month, which I think is great. And a couple of reasons you may want to consider investing in Cleveland. I found quite a lot, but I'll read a few of these things. So the first thing is there is a redevelopment project of the downtown lakefront that the mayor is leading. And the Cleveland Browns Stadium is going to be renovated. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the museum is going under a $100 million expansion. There is also a project at the Metro Park that is $300 million for the Cleveland Harbor Eastern Embayment Resilience Strategy. Some of these names of these things are so long. And so that's going to redevelop the waterfront from downtown east to Cleveland Lakefront Nature Preserve near Gordon Park, which is cool. And so there's a bunch of stuff happening on the waterfront. 600 housing units are being constructed on the Scranton Peninsula. Sherwin-Williams is moving 3,500 workers into a new building as well. So it's a lot of cool stuff happening in the downtown waterfront area. And anytime a city has that much development going on, focusing on downtowns and different areas, it's a positive sign. And you may want to look for investment opportunities out there as well. So the last city is Dayton, Ohio. I actually invest in Dayton. I've been investing there for almost 5 years and it's been great. It is a slept on city that people don't really talk about at all. But I've found it to be a very great market from my opinion. So I found 118 properties in Dayton for $100,000 or less. And believe it or not, a few years ago, you would find way more in that price range. And so the rents there are great. I would say pretty good. You can get $1,100 or so a month, depending on the property, sometimes $1,200, $1,300 plus, which is pretty good. And a couple of reasons you may want to consider Dayton is that the region has continued to see growth in the technology sector. So Synergy Building Systems began construction for its new $19 million Beaver Creek office building off of Colonel Glenn Highway. Tech companies like Modern Technology Solutions and LinQuest Corporation with work at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base have committed to filling the space for the building. The Air Force Base Museum was really cool. I had an opportunity to go there and I've stayed at a hotel in Beaver Creek. It's kind of like the suburbs. Reminds me of the suburbs, but great developments. Amazon Web Services investment in Central Ohio builds on the state's strong foundation in technology infrastructure and innovation. The Dayton region stands ready to support the Amazon Web Services growth and looks forward to the opportunity it presents for our IT workforce. This is a quote from Jeff Hoagland, who is the president and CEO of the Dayton Development Corporation. Another quick tip, as you're looking at cities, look for organizations like that, development corporations, different organizations who are focused on the development of the city. They will give you all the tea. They'll let you know exactly what you need to, they'll let you know exactly what's coming down the pipeline for the area. And the other thing is the state is also seeing investments as Honda and LG Energy Solutions continue construction on a $3.5 billion electric vehicle battery plant in Fayette County. The joint venture will be built about an hour's drive east of Dayton. They're going to employ 2,200 people, and they expect to draw employees from the Dayton area, Springfield, and other areas nearby. Lastly, the retail side of Amazon is also doing some work. There are two new facilities that are going to be constructed in northern Montgomery County near the Dayton International Airport, very small airport. And the new fulfillment center are fulfillment centers are projected to create 1,800 jobs when the facilities open. Again, when I decided to invest there almost 5 years ago, it was because of similar headlines. All the stuff we read just now is news to me. I didn't know about any of this stuff, but there were similar things going on 5, 6 years ago when I was considering investing in this area. So these are the things to pay attention to locally or out of state. All right. So let me know what you think. Feel free to leave a comment in your review or shoot me an email, send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to know what your thoughts are about this. And like I said, do your research, be encouraged. You know, maybe you need to consider moving down the road, or maybe you just stay where you're at renting and buy out of state. You know, that's also an option too. So thank you all so much. I appreciate you tapping into this episode, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.